You're listening to the Doing English Podcast, the no-nonsense English learning show for professionals and experts, helping you forget English isn't your first language. Now, over to Julian.
Hi, this is Julian from doingenglish.com, and welcome to episode 2 of the Doing English Podcast. What are we talking about in today's exciting episode of the Doing English Podcast? Yes, indeed, that is the question, isn't it? What are we going to be talking about today? Well, if you listen to episode 1, at the end, I gave you a little hint. And I said that in this week's episode, I'm going to share with you a very simple tip. One thing that you can do right now to help you learn English faster, easier, and dare I say, to a much deeper level. Now, this is not some kind of magic trick, some special way to click your fingers and wow, suddenly I've become fluent in the English language. No effort, no work, no sweat required. It would be nice if such a method existed, but I am here to tell you that it doesn't. And if ever there was a secret, magic way to learn the language, it is quite simply putting in the time and the effort. But there is one thing that you can do, or rather, one thing that you can start doing right now to help you learn English, as I said, faster, easier, and again, as I said, to a much deeper level. What is that thing? Do you want to know? Shall I tell you? Are you sure you really want to know? This could change the way you think about learning English completely. Are you ready for that? Really? Are you sure? Okay, if you insist, that one thing that you can start doing right now is quite simply to try things. That's it. Just try stuff. Try things. See if it works. Now, you might be thinking now, hey, Julian, you tricked us. That's not anything special. Just try things. I already know that. But do you already know that? Really? Do you really know that? Because in my experience, a lot of people have opinions. There are a lot of opinions in the world. Everybody is entitled to their opinion. But that doesn't mean that everybody's opinion is good or correct. And a lot of people will come to me and they'll say, no, Julian, you're wrong. That's not the way to learn English. The way that you teach English is wrong. You have to listen. Nothing else. Just listen, 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 listen. That might work for some people. I've never met anybody who that really worked for. But it's just an opinion. And my question would be, what are you basing that opinion on? And most of the time, they just heard it from some random place on the internet. And I ask them, if that's true, why are you here? Why are you still learning English? Why haven't you reached the level that you want to reach yet? If this thing works so well, why are you still here? And generally, people can't answer that because it is just an opinion. And there is very little scientific evidence to suggest that just listening, listening, listening will work. Sure, listening is good. It will help your English. Listening is an important part of the process, but it's not everything. But of course, that is just an example. But what I'm trying to say here is that a lot of people have opinions, and they're not willing to just try things. It reminds me of children who don't want to eat their vegetables, and their mother says to them, just try it. Just try the vegetables. You might like it. And the kids say, no, I don't need to try it. I know that I don't like it. I don't want to eat these vegetables. I know that I don't like them. I don't need to try them. And then the mother pleads But how will you know? How do you know you don't like them if you don't try them? And the kid says, I just know that I don't like them. And you know, it goes round and round and round in circles. And it makes no sense because they've never tried them. How do they know? How do they know they don't like something if they've never tried it? But they have an opinion. They think they know how it's going to taste. They have an opinion and they don't want to try it. They refuse to try it. So they don't. And they never know. Perhaps they would have loved it. This reminds me of a story of a Buddhist scholar who went to visit one of the enlightened Zen monks. This monk lived on a mountain, and he was one of the great Zen monks. And Buddhist scholar. He just finished his studies at the university. He went to visit the Zen monk. And when he got there, he sits down and he starts to talk. And he talks. And he talks. And he talks. And he talks. And he talks all about all the things that he learned in his studies. About all of the debates that he had with his fellow students. And he talks. And he talks. And he talks. And the Zen monk goes to make tea. And he's making tea, and the scholar, he's still talking. He's just going on and on and on and on. And by now, the Zen monk, he's finished making tea. He comes back with the tea, and still the scholar is talking about himself, about his experiences, about the things that he's done. And like I said, the things that he's learned. He's talking and he's talking. And the Zen monk starts to pour the tea. He pours the tea into the cup. He lets the cup fill, and still the scholar is talking, going on and on and on and on. And now the cup is full. But the Zen monk, he doesn't stop. He keeps pouring, and the tea is overflowing out of the cup, and it starts to run all over the table. And still the scholar is talking, and the tea is running down the table, and now it's running over the edge. And it runs down onto the scholar's knee, and it burns him, it scalds him. And suddenly, finally, the scholar stops talking. He jumps up, and he cries to the monk, "What are you doing? Can't you see that the cup is already full? You've poured it too far. You're not a wise monk at all. You're crazy. Look what you've done. Look at the mess you've made." And the Zen monk looks at him calmly, and he says, "A cup that is already full, has no room to receive." And the story ends there, but the meaning is very clear. Someone who already knows everything and is not willing to just stop, shut up, and listen can't learn anymore. They can only repeat their own ideas, what they've already got in their head. Again and again and again. And it might feel good to tell everybody about those ideas. And it might feel good to tell everybody about what they've learned and what they've done. But they're not learning anything else. So the lesson here is very clear. You have to leave room for more. Don't fill your cup up too far. Leave room in your cup. Because you never know what knowledge someone is going to share with you if you just shut up and listen to what they have to say. If you just shut up, listen to what they have to say with an open mind, without your own ideas and your own opinions blocking the way, then you never know. You might actually learn something that you didn't know. Something great, something important, something that might change your life in terms of learning English. Something that might completely change the way you think about learning English. But that will only come if you give people a chance to tell it to you. And that is my goal here in the Doing English podcast. Over the coming weeks, months, maybe even years, I have a lot of ideas to share with you. But some of them might be somewhat controversial. They might be a little different to the normal tips and the normal things that you hear about learning language. So what I want you to do is I want you to listen to what I have to say with an open mind, without your own opinions getting in the way. And I want you to just try what I suggest. Nothing more, nothing less. I just want you to try things. Because the more you try, the more chance you have of finding something, an idea, a way of learning English, a style of study. The more you try, the more chance you have of completely revolutionizing the way you do things, that is completely changing the way you do things. Because you think what you have now, or what you do now, is good, but how do you know that there isn't something better out there? Some things might not work as well. You might try some of the things that I tell you, and they don't help you all that much. It could happen. I don't think so, but it could happen. Because, of course, I can't make any guarantees. Nobody can. Everybody is different. We are all too different to be able to say, if you do this, your English will improve. You will master the language. Nobody can say that. A slight digression, but if anybody does say to you, this is guaranteed to work, just do this and you will be fluent in English. If anybody says to you, you must do this, this will definitely work, you should run away or call them a liar, because that's what they are. Nobody can make that kind of guarantee. Nobody can make that kind of promise. Which is why I'm just suggesting to you to just try the ideas that I share with you in the coming episodes. Because the only thing that I can guarantee, yes, there is one thing that I can guarantee. I can't say that my ideas will help you. Again, some of them are quite controversial. Some of them counterintuitive, maybe quite different to the things you've heard before. I think they will help you, but I can't say that they will. But like I said, there is one thing that I can guarantee 100%. And that is quite simply that what you never try will never help you. Simple as that. So just try things. That is the one thing that you can start doing right now. The one thing that you can do right now to get your English on the path to improvement. Just start trying things. And with that, I think we're at a good point to end today's episode. So this was episode 2 of the Doing English podcast. What have we got coming in episode 3 next week, 7 days from now? Well, next week, I'm going to share with you a lesson that I learned from running. So that's next week. Be sure to tune in this time next week. But for now, your job, if you haven't already, is to go over to iTunes. If you're not at your computer right now, start up your computer. Or next time you're at your computer, open up iTunes, go to the iTunes store and type into the search box, Doing English. And subscribe to this channel. I know that some people are already on my Doing English daily newsletter and they get email updates about these episodes. But if you subscribe via iTunes, you'll be sure to get them much quicker because they come out a little bit earlier than my email updates sometimes. So you should definitely go over there, type in Doing English and subscribe. And whilst you're at it, go ahead, leave me a review. Let me know, what do you think? What do you think of this podcast so far? We're 2 episodes in. What do you think? Give me some feedback. Let me know what you think. Leave a review. And if there's some really good ones, I might even read them out on the show one day. Okay, so that really is it from me this week. So this is Julian, signing out from this week's episode. See you in a week. Goodbye.